Hello, my dears. So welcome to this greatest global meeting specifically designed for you, inspiration and motivation today. You know, we are meeting daily. This greatest online global prayer chain that everyone is welcome to pray from simple people to presidents 1 minute plus for peace 2027. United People Organizations already 975th meeting a row. We just building peace every day with the prayers, with the reports, concrete deals, what we are doing, uniting all leaders and all from simple people to presidents are welcome to empower you at this great meeting, to rejoice God as this meeting are in direct presence of God. So let's rejoice together with God. And let's really have the greatest experience. Subscribe the channel, share this message to billions, and turn on stage playlist and listen to God's word, sanctify your place 24/7 to really get blessed 24/7. Let's go with powerful music, powerful quotes, words of God from Messiah's incoming. More blessing is below the video. And stay till the end to rejoice together and receive all the blessing and empowered for the this day, for week ahead, month and year, for all your life. This could really change your life because, as you know, scientists find out that human beings can use just 5% of their potential. Another 95% came from God. And this is all our meeting about. We are mobilizing the world for you, to help you to prosper, to attract true love, and to rejoice together. Let's go.
Fear the
Okay. This was powerful music to empower you for all day and week and year ahead. Let me go with the powerful quotes, words of God from the Sayas and Gavin. These are quotes from the philosophy of peace, and let's listen and enjoy the last words of God that inspire us to build substantial peace by 2027 in our life, heavenly kingdom, prosperity, and everything, all the blessing, all the salvations. Politics alone cannot change the world. We are dealing with a political arena, but it is extremely corrupt. Families in their current state are dysfunctional, and they cannot correct this. That is why we need religions to unite and rally. Okay. We need religions to unite and rally the world on the right path, the shortest way to a world peace. Okay, this was quotes for today. Let me go with our global prayer chain and mobilize heavenly world to get the greatest inspiration, 95% to our potential from God, the heavenly world. Let's try to invite Muisa. Can you pray? Bonsoir. Tinku, can Bonsoir. You speak? Yeah, please pray, Muisa.
Okay, let us pray. Au nom du Seigneur Tout-Puissant, nous te louons à ce moment. Nous demandons la paix sur toute l'étendue de la RDC et du monde. Nous prions aux gens qui tombent au niveau de l'Ukraine, Palestine, partout au monde. Nous disons, Dieu Tout-Puissant, de nous aider. Nous prions par rapport aussi à notre organisation Global Peace. En RDC, partout le monde, qu'on est en train d'implanter notre organisation Global Peace. Nous disons merci, nous prions au nom de notre visionnaire Nicolas de trouver la force, l'idée, la vision, les objectifs qui soient atteints au nom de Jésus. Nous te louons, nous mettons notre programme du 24 avril 2024 à tes mains. Nous disons merci Dieu de miséricorde. Nous prions par rapport à notre programme de Malawi qui sera tenu au mois de septembre. Nous disons merci. Nous louons l'Éternel. Nous mettons les ambassadeurs de la paix au nom de tes mains, au nom de Jésus-Christ. Nous te louons ainsi, au nom de Jésus-Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much, Muisa. Merci beaucoup. So good, yes, so great that you have so good miracles that you discuss with God concrete numbers. 24th conference, 18th.
Yes.
That is the key and success for the success, because we're supposed to ask God concrete numbers, concrete plans, what we want. That's good.
Yes.
Keep like this. This is the key that everyone's supposed to understand. Thank you. Let's try one more time to invite Tinku Kumar to say powerful words for peace 2027. Tinku, can you speak now? Our brother Tinku from India, happy welcome.
So, welcomes, and let us pray for peace for all global area. And today my talk about the all human suffering can be solved through meditations. I am a lot of time working on yoga from Nam Lalanda Mahavihara at present times. So discussion about all the human suffering can be solved through meditation. So through meditation, we can identify our original nature Meditation is the name of concentration of mind, and meditation is the best way to uplift the conscience. So he had asked the sons and sages to meditate 1 hour every day and the night. I think that engaging in meditation along with self-study has been a part of a spiritual practice. Through self-study, the mind is controlled through external means. In a way, the meditation, the mind is purified through internal meditation. I experienced that in self-study, there is a deep meditation. This is the reason why a meditator is considered greater than a knowledgeable person. A lot of philosophers believe that the ultimate essence can be captured through contemplations and a study. Once Aristotle saw a man filling peat and sea water, a spoon by a spoon. So I know that man said that the wood empty in the ocean in this way. Hearing this, Aristotle started laughing.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tinku. So good meditation from India. Yes, we are meeting every day, 975 meeting a row. Every evening we meditate with God. We attract for the 5% of human potential, 95% of heavenly world. Okay, so this is great. Let me go to Africa and invite our Archbishop Eugene, our peace ambassador. Can you speak a few words or pray for peace? Eugene, happy welcome.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm happy for this day. Today we have a good Sunday. I pray for this night in Africa. I wish everyone the God bring the peace in the family, in the leadership, in the African time for revival. Global peace ambassador, it is the key. It is the key for revival globally. In Jesus' name I pray, I believe.
Yes, Eugene, thank you very much. God bless. So good was to meet together with you and bless our church in Nairobi, Kenya, Kahawa. How many people was Kahawa. There? There was around Kahawa. 200 people, yes?
Yeah, yes, I am here. I am and the Bishop Ambassador Peter Mutura, also Ambassador Juliet.
Hello, hello, so nice to meet you. God bless.
Thank you, God bless you.
Yeah, yes, so happy. Good to meet there in Africa.
Thank you.
Today at Sunday service was great Sunday service. I love all Africa family. May God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, thank you very much. Please join my prayer too. Let me pray for all of you and all the global family. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you alive here. As you bless us across the globe, to pray at this concrete moment for greatest empowerment, greatest inspiration and motivation today, right now. We are feeling you, we are hear you, we are see you through our brothers and sisters, and I pray for all brothers and sisters with Archbishop Eugene, all of them who are there in Africa and Kenya. They are so great family of God. They are all your children. Please bless them, let them prosper, give them finance, give them a real substantial blessing that they could raise love in their family with the marriage blessing, and also to have wisdom to move further, you providence, and invite many people to the churches to listen God's words, and also to be really happy, rejoice together, and happiness in the mind and body, uniting mind and body, dear Heavenly Parent, happiness in their life, family, community, country, world. We are praying right now. You bless us to pray right now and meet globally, brothers and sisters across the globe, and pray for peace 2027 and finish the kingdom building by 2027, and also substantialization and settle the kingdom now is possible, as Messiah said to us. And the greatest motivation is this, that we are living with Messiah and coming. I pray with, for them with Akulu that he is doing the great revival there in Congo DRC. May you help him establish these greatest God centers in every locality there, and every city, every village there, and DRC to take peace, to take root and never go astray. I pray for Tinku as he is meditating there in India. I pray for him that he will take great root as establish this peace culture that is illuminating the world in the size and coming time. Dear Heavenly Parent, here we are in Europe with Jan, Julian, and Jana and Stella, dear Heavenly Parent, please lead us and protect us and our family. Let me unite together and bless the world together. Please protect us that nothing would happen with us, but we will prosper together. Heavenly Parent, let this all of these difficulties that were still now vanish away. I pray that you could lead us with Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother. You could lead us in this concrete age as we are living in Messiah's coming time, and this greatest blessed time. You bless the world that the heavenly kingdom is done already the 12th year through you, only begotten Son, only begotten Daughter, through parents, Heavenly Father and Mother, through parents, you bless us. The totalization of the Holy Spirit is right now on, with us on earth. And there is second Pentecost that inspire all of us and purify all of us. All our mind, all our body, right now we feel this spirit, dear Heavenly Parent. And we want to ask you, please forgive us for all of our past mistakes and give us real tools to build peace, that we could raise substantial money to move your providence further, that we could meet prepared people and work together in unity. All 8 billion plus people want to live in peace. Unfortunately, as many from simple people to presidents feel this internal call for, to act, some of them use the ancient mechanism as wars and fighting corruption and love out of marriage to fulfill their selfish desires. But as we are meeting here, 975th meeting a row, you bless us that we could unite together and move forward with God's will and God's word. And we understand the strong families. This is the cornerstone for the heavenly kingdom. And let this really get substantializations. We and Global Prayer Chain and Global Peace Forum with the Global Peace Building Network, United People Organizations, and I pray for all who was at our meetings, priests, bishops, archbishops, cardinals, even the Pope, and all religious leaders, and all political leaders, presidents and prime ministers, and also the billionaires, all to unite with the Messiah's coming and build substantial kingdom, not someday, by 2027. And this is possible with all technology, even by 2025. Let the greatest news of the heavenly kingdom reign on earth with the trumpet of the angels, as Messiah said, right now. In this concrete moment, let this global healing heal the wounds and every human mind, all 8 billions, and also and all us as we are all human beings as 8 billion cells in the one human body. So we pray to heal the wounds in the Eastern Europe and Middle East and all others. Heavenly Parent, we pray that you could help us to mobilize heavenly world and have the greatest meeting for the 24th of April. You inspire us to make a global meeting, and let we meet it as we meet it and multiply it. And then every month, and then 21st September, and then 18th October, and then all others, please lead us to meet the prepared people to do your will, to that most important, we want to unite with the Messiah, and Amen, Holy God, Son, Holy God, Daughter, through Mother, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, and let this, the global Pentecost that is coming right now, and multiply and purify our mind. All it beyond, people, let it purify and all in the heavenly world. Dear Heavenly Parent, let this all and all our ancestors also be purified, pure, clean right now, crystal. And they was, many of them, billions was erased, all of this memory of the sins, what they did, and let this be cleaned up forever, because it was forgiven by Heavenly Parents. And this is greatest revolution of true love, a revolution that is puzzle everything on the concrete time and concrete age right now. Is a puzzle right as the world supposed to be, to unite together as one global family with God, the Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, and socialization of them through parents right here, right now on earth. Heavenly Parent, this is historical meeting, and I pray one more time for brothers and sisters. May you bless them. May you help them, real substantial help to grow together, unite together with all our peace ambassadors that we have set up, peace and unite together. Please help us and show us the wisdom why till now wasn't possible to make peace, but now it's possible. Please receive this short report, dear Heavenly Parent. And we ask you one more time, please forgive us for everything. And from now, unite all of us, all you children, all 8 billion are welcome to unite to the Messiah's coming. And this is the right time and right day. Please receive this short report. I pray in my name as Nicolae Kirpa, said, bless family. Adieu, amen, amen, amen. Yeah, thank you very much, brothers and sisters. So good to meet you. Let's meet tomorrow. More Amen. Brothers, more sisters. Yes. May God bless you wherever you are there. Yeah, see you tomorrow, same time, yes, same yes. place.